Hello and welcome to NC State's Audio Abstract. I'm your host, Tracy Peake. Complex mathematics and modern dance both have the reputation for being difficult to understand. Today we're speaking with Ty Lidman, Assistant Professor of Mathematics at NC State, and Michelle Pearson, Artistic Director of Black Box Dance Theater, which specializes in nonfiction modern dance in North Carolina and abroad. They're working together to translate complex mathematical concepts into dance in an effort to make both fields more accessible to the public. Welcome, Ty and Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys could be here today. So let's get right to it. Math and dance. They seem pretty far removed from one another. What do they have in common, and why would you bring them together?
Well, in my mind, something that math and dance have in common is they give a way of communicating important concepts. So for instance, in math, we produce a language for engineers, for physicists, for scientists to basically turn their ideas into something very rigorous that they can use. In dance, I feel like it's very similar. Oftentimes they're communicating emotion or difficult social concepts, and they give a vehicle for producing this.
And Michelle, from the dancer's perspective, what were the commonalities?
You know, when Ty first approached me and introduced himself as a math professor, I immediately saw numbers. And of course, dancers count, and you know, music has a certain mathematical pattern to it. But then he started to describe to me his math. And it's incredibly a whole different area that I was not familiar with, around topology and knot theory in the fourth dimension. And he started talking about shapes and how they move and behave in space, and how things are understood differently in different dimensions. And right away, I saw the connection to black box and our work in the world, particularly around understanding anything. With a more human story to it, and using dance in our bodies to communicate and understand those things.
Tell me a little bit more about the topics that you're going to cover in this performance that you're putting together. What are we going to see?
It's mainly going to cover topology, which is the science of shape, and we're going to take a few different aspects of that we're going to try to focus on, get some tidbits of that covered. So one of these is knot theory. And so knot theory is the study of mathematical knots. And so you should think of them as something like a shoelace, maybe, or your headphones after you stick them in your pocket. In mathematics, we require that they be a completely continuous and closed loop. So that's sort of this definition that we work with. And we want to study some of the properties of these knots, sort of how complex are they, or can we tell if it's unknotted or if it's knotted in some complicated way? And this has lots of applications to biology and to physics, for instance. So that's one of the things we'll focus on. Another one will be dimension, like Michelle said. Dimensions govern so many things. So, you know, we look at a map and that's an inherently two-dimensional object. Or if you think about space and time together, that's four dimensions. But there's lots of other ways that dimensions arise. So for instance, if you're a statistician and you're looking at a very large data set, then something that you would need to know is, you know, maybe you're looking at the age of all of your participants and their cholesterol levels and their weight. And so you may have some complicated set of data that has tons and tons of different dimensions to it. And topology gives ways of extracting this kind of information.
And in terms of dance,
I love the way Ty explained this to me. He said, you know, you're probably familiar with geometry, you know, triangles and squares and circles. And he said, you know, a triangle is the same in geometry if the angles are the same, and, you know, you can kind of invert it and you can kind of mirror it, all of these different things, and it's the same. He said, well, in topology, take that triangle and you can stretch it. You can bend it, flip it, twist it. And it is still intrinsically the same shape. And then I really understood, well, you know, it's just like people. You know, I can move my body and flip it and twist it and bend it. And in topology, this is the same surface. This is the same shape moving through space, just like any human being. That, you know, what has to happen for us to have something intrinsically change the shape of us in the world? And I think it was in that moment that I thought, this is going to be such an interesting, inspiring collaboration.
So this has been, I believe, almost a 2-year collaboration mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. And along the way, you've brought in people from all over the place. So it's not just a troupe of dancers mm-hmm. performing the piece that you've created. It's also Ty. Ty mm-hmm. is going to be dancing, and some other folks. Can you tell me a little bit about the philosophy behind that, behind, you know, including a lot of disparate audiences here?
One of the major components of this project is that it's being funded by the National Science Foundation, and a big part of any grant or a big part of what the National Science Foundation is pushing is broader impacts. So how can you take research and how can you relate it and how can you really expand the impacts to all of society and not just a bunch of mathematicians in a room just, you know, patting each other on the back. And so one big way that we've been able to focus on doing these broader impacts is getting all these people involved.
And Black Box, I mean, we're really committed to North Carolina. We're part of the North Carolina Arts Council's Cartwheels program, where we go across the state into schools, into communities. We work with people of all ages, of all abilities. We work with our military, both active duty and veterans. And one of our goals is to find meaningful connections through dance, to have complex conversations, to celebrate, to question, and to meet any subject matter with our complete selves. For us, it's important to include as many voices as we can in this conversation. And we just thought, what would happen if we took some of these questions into different communities? You know, what are their answers going to be? What kind of dances will they make? How will their bodies translate this? And that's what we started doing, what we called these little labs. They were kind of these movement math labs where we would have a concept and then try and figure out a physical structure that went with it and just kind of see what happens. And so we've done these little math dance labs, and the outcomes are great. And I feel like that's still the beginning of something that we would like to consider taking further.
What do you want the audience to take away from this experience when they come in? If it's a bunch of high school students who come in and, oh, they hate math because, we're going to sit here and memorize some formulas, or if they just aren't comfortable with themselves physically, they don't want to dance. What would you hope that this hypothetical group of people would take away from your math lab or from watching a performance?
Actually, one of the things that brought us together on this collaboration was we sort of had this same belief, but, you know, with our respective disciplines, along the lines of what you said, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't do math or I can't dance, you know, either one of these. And I think we both have the hope of just really dispelling those beliefs. We're really hoping to just sort of break down those perceived barriers to entry.
And I agree with Ty. You know, ultimately, the big picture, the more people who say they are bad at dance or have one picture of what dance looked like and who is supposed to be dancing, that's just not good for my art form in the long run. And I think that's true for math. Mm-hmm. The more people who say, I'm not a part of this, it doesn't affect me, I'm not allowed in, it's not good for advancing and innovation, I would hope, for three outcomes from the performance part. One is that we would find a way of, you know, translating or kind of animating the vocabulary and the concept of his research, you know, some of the just the thoughts around it. That could be one part. But the second thing would be to somehow humanize it, for different people to make connections to it. And then a third part, say, why does this matter? And I think ultimately both of us want the thing that we love the most to matter.
The two of you, what did you guys learn from each other during this process?
Oh my gosh.
If anything, yeah, take your time.
Go, Ty.
So something that was quite useful for me to learn is that the way I think about mathematics is not a very personal experience. It's very external to me. It's something, it's my occupation, and I really, really enjoy doing it, but I don't feel like a very strong personal connection to it. And So something that I learned from working with Michelle and through this project is that a lot of people really gain a lot of value from this human connection in their work. So for instance, in this lab, this math and dance lab that we put on, it wasn't just the dance students that said, oh, I see this great human connection with mathematics. It was also some of the mathematicians that we had involved in this. Like, we had some math PhD students and a mathematics postdoc. And one of their feedbacks also said, oh, it was really important for me to see this human connection with mathematics. And that was sort of opened up my eyes to maybe how other people do math or how they need to perceive mathematics to be successful at it.
When I think about math, I don't really think about the way that math would apply to me walking around in the world right now. So that's an interesting new angle, definitely. How about you, Michelle?
You know, like I said, when I go to math, I go to numbers, although I also go to lines and shapes. And however, working with Ty, I see those not as formulaic and stagnant, but as living and moving in the world differently. And so being able to look at the shape of something and have a curiosity about it that I had not had before, particularly mathematical, is really cool. I would say I learned a tremendous amount. I love learning new things. So I'm like, you know, trying to get all the facts right. And I keep checking in with Ty. Is this true? Is this authentic? You know, I keep wanting to authenticate his research because I can really go off artistically and I want to return and say, is this true? And then that information becomes available to anyone to build on it, to envision it, to apply it to the world, but it has to be grounded in mathematical discovery, fact, or, you know, proof, I guess, which is a really cool concept I'd not thought of before, that the math comes first.
So do you think that you'll be doing some more math dance collaborations in the future?
So I think we're planning to continue doing these labs after the performance.
I'm all on it. That's like, I'm ready to make, you know, let this work unfold and keep going in the world in its many different ways. And I love introducing it as math. It's surprising to people. And it, for me, it invites people to participate who might have said no to dance. But they're like, oh, it's math, okay. And so I'm hoping to not know where this is going, but keep working.
Well, thank you both very much for being here today. I enjoyed talking with you about math and dance.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with Ty Lidman, Assistant Professor of Mathematics at NC State, and Michelle Pearson, Artistic Director of Black Box Dance Theater. I'm Tracy Peake. Thank you so much for listening to Audio Abstract.